What I'd like to do this evening for the meditation, and I think I'll do this in the coming weeks as well, is to lead a meditation that incorporates a number of the aspects that we'll be working with in this course. For anybody who's meditated more than, once or twice, the pieces of this will be familiar, but what I've done is I've tried to kind of put them together in a systematic way, and exploring them as well in the context somewhat of how we'll be looking at them in this, over the weeks ahead. And I'll explain that a little bit. I'll just say before we start the formal meditation that the pieces that make this up, and I'll kind of go through them in the instructions, are just beginning with a period of time of relaxation and suggesting some methods, some approaches to help us to relax, probably half a dozen or so things that you can choose to do. There's many more, but I'm just pulling out some of the ones I've found most helpful. Then something that's, we teach in, almost any guided meditation, and that's focusing the mind. And I'll kind of highlight four different approaches, or not really approaches, four different objects. And they're all probably familiar to you if you've meditated more than even a little. The breath, the body, sounds, and then the fourth being a more open awareness. Kind of explore those. That's the second thing. The third part is to bring awareness to where our attention is, kind of check in of where we are. And here we'll be exploring, am I in the default network? Am I in that place where I'm kind of distracted, chattering, thinking about the past, planning the future, remembering, not necessarily in a kind of tense or heightened situation, but more in a distracted place? Or am I here? Am I aware of my body, sound, aware of sense experience? So the difference there between being in the, what we'll talk about over the next couple of weeks, being in the default mode, kind of chattering, distracted, all of that, or being in the experiencing mode, where we're actually experiencing, if you could say, experiencing our experience. We're being present in this moment. So being able to see when we are in the default mode, to be able to come into presence, come into being present, come into our experience. As John Kabat-Zinn says, come to our senses, come to our sense experience. That's the third one. The fourth is when you notice that you're actually, there's more of an activation, not just a distraction, but that something is difficult, challenging, stressful. Maybe you've had a difficult experience at work, and maybe a conflict with a colleague or something, and you feel a lot of tension in the body about it, a lot of things in the mind, how could they say that, oh, I should have told them this, where you're actually kind of more pulled into something in a stronger way. What's happening there is we're really being pulled into the fight or flight mode of the, of responding, kind of reactivity. And there the invitation will be just to bring awareness to the different elements of our experience, really unpacking it, experiencing, as the Buddha said, the body in the body, the mind in the mind, thoughts as thoughts, bodily experiences as bodily experiences, emotions as emotions, rather than having them all kind of mixed up together. And, when we're caught up in that way of, a difficult experience, it feels like it's not just one simple thing, it's a whole lot of things. It's like... So really kind of aware and unpacking that and just coming back again, coming back to our direct experience. So that's the fourth piece. And the fifth is more once we've kind of reached some level of equilibrium, some level of kind of balance and calmness, then we can really cultivate wholesome states, calm, joy, experiencing what's pleasant in the body, in the mind, and allowing ourselves to really feel that. It's not that we can't do it at other times, but it's more difficult to do that when we're caught up in either distraction or in some strong emotion or strong mind state. So in a more focused way, we can do that once we've achieved some level of kind of balance. So those are the elements that I kind of point to during the meditation, and I'll come back to these in future weeks as well. So that's enough of a kind of a framework. So we'll sit now. So begin by finding a relaxed and comfortable posture. The main thing being that you're sitting upright, letting your shoulders relax, letting your eyes close as much as you can, relaxing the muscles around the eyes, the facial muscles. Letting the hands rest comfortably in your lap or on your knees. Just make any adjustments you need to make to be as comfortable as you can be right now. We'll take a few minutes at the beginning of this sitting to consciously relax the body and the mind. And I'll highlight 5 or 6 helpful ways of doing this. The first is to bring awareness to your breathing. Actually, to invite a calming of the breath. So, calming of the breath and a calming of the body. So, you might begin just by taking a few full breaths. A deep inhalation and a deep full out breath. You might do that 2 or 3 times. And when we do that, we're shifting the focus into the parasympathetic nervous system or into the relaxing mode. As you breathe in, you might invite a quality of calmness, of relaxation. You could even say the word silently to yourself, calm. Or as Thich Nhat Hanh says, breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my mind. Phrase, almost like a little mantra that can invite that quality of calmness. So letting the breath be a way of calming the body, calming the mind. If possible. If that's possible for you right now. It's not always the case, but that's one way we can begin to relax a little bit more. We can always come back to if we're feeling tight or tense, come back and take a few full breaths. It's always available to us. If it's helpful. A second helpful practice is to bring a smile to your face, or a half smile. It doesn't have to be a big smile, but just bringing the muscles into the posture, if you like, of a smile. You might, if it's helpful, think of something or someone who makes you smile or helps you smile. Something, a person or something that makes you feel happy. And again, the smile also helps move us into the kind of the resting, digesting mode of the nervous system. relaxing. And remember too that the smile is available at different times. If things are feeling challenging or a bit grim, you might just bring a smile to your face. So the breath, the smile. Something else that can be helpful is putting a hand on your chest or on your belly or on your thighs or knees. Just feeling the breath, feeling the body, feeling the warmth, feeling the life that's here. And it can help us drop down into the body, drop down out of the mind, out of thought. And again, this can be available too at any time in our practice or in our daily lives. Another practice that can be helpful, another method of relaxing, is progressively relaxing or calming the different areas of the body. So you might just move your attention down the body from the head. And whenever you encounter an area of tension or tightness, just consciously invite a relaxing of that area. So if it's the eyes or the cheeks, just bringing awareness to that area and inviting a softening, a relaxing. You might do the same in another area, maybe the shoulders or the upper back, or the chest or the belly. The hands. Sometimes we're unaware that the hands are tight or gripping. So just notice if there's any tension or tightness and consciously relax the hands, the lower body, the feet. So anywhere where you notice that there's some tightening or tension, clenching of the muscles, bring awareness to that area, breathing easily, just invite a softening, relaxing. Another method of relaxing, consciously relaxing, is to use visualization, to just bring to mind a place. Visualization really, and memory, bring to mind a place or a person or a time when you felt really at ease, peaceful, happy, calm. And let that image rest in your mind and your heart. You know, it could be a dear friend or a child, family member. Could be a place that you feel or felt really at home or peaceful. And just letting the image come to you and allowing yourself to experience the feeling in the body, the emotions of whatever comes up. So all of these are practices or methods, just very simple methods of inviting ourselves to relax. Sometimes it's something that we're not very good at. We're good at being busy or tense or, you know, having an agenda, but relaxing can be difficult. So having conscious practices that invite a relaxing of the body and the mind can be really helpful. Particularly in meditation, where our practice is to open to our experience. The more relaxed we are, the more we can open. So that's really the first practice of relaxing. You might just take a couple of minutes to rest in whatever you're experiencing, and if it's helpful, continuing to invite that relaxing, calming of the body and the mind, using whatever methods are most helpful, the breath or the smile or visualization or relaxing the body. Contact with the body, the hand on the chest or the belly. And the second practice is to focus the mind. If we just sit here, chances are the mind will just go off wandering, cogitating, planning, remembering. So it's very helpful to have a focus for our attention in order to train ourselves really to be present. And in this tradition of mindfulness meditation or insight meditation, we tend to use our sense experiences rather than objects like an external object or a mantra or a question. We tend to use the breath, the body, sound. There's always experiences that are always accessible to us. The breath's always here. We're always feeling some kind of bodily sensations. Sometimes they might be subtle and refined, but we can really pay attention and notice them. Pretty much always some kind of sound that we can focus our attention on. And if there isn't very much, then the attention can become quite refined. So those are all focuses for attention. Many people use the breath as a primary focus or primary anchor. And it's not that one is better than another. It's really what is most helpful for each one of us. I find it helpful to have a number of different focuses that maybe I can use at different times. Probably most often it's the breath. But at other times it might be just awareness of the body, sensations of contact, feelings in the hands or the feet. Another time it might be sound, just opening to the changing flow of sound. And if the mind is pretty calm, focused, then it may be just to let go of any fixed object and just open to whatever is coming into your awareness. So those are four different possible focuses. There's many more, but those are some of the most common in this practice. So you might just find what most serves you to be here now, helps you be here now. Just awareness of the in-breath, the out-breath, or sensations in a particular area of the body, or the sounds around us as they come into awareness, or a more open awareness of just whatever is appearing. So cultivating a focus or an anchor for our awareness. the third practice is to bring awareness to where your attention is. And we can do this at different times just to check in, where am I right now? And we'll find one of two things. We'll find we're either here or we're somewhere else. We'll find that we're aware of our experience, or we're kind of lost in some kind of conversation, images, words, plans, memories, something that actually has taken us away from this direct experience. In the language of the scientific studies of neuroscience, we're in the default mode, or we're in the experiencing mode. When we're in the default mode, we've kind of checked out. Not that it's a bad thing, but that's what we tend to do without training the mind. We very easily goes into a kind of checking out what I need to be doing next, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, thinking about ourselves in relation to others, all sorts of things that are not really about what's here right now, not about our direct experience. But the other mode we can be in is to experience being here now. Experience the sensations of the body on the chair, how that feels, or the feet on the floor, or taking a breath, or the coolness of the air on our skin, or dryness in our mouth, the sounds around us, tastes left over from something we've eaten or drunk, the aroma around us, just this direct present moment experience. And as we'll talk about, the first mode, the default mode, tends to be associated with more negative feelings. We're not so happy when we're in that mode. And the experiencing mode is more connected with, associated with being happy or feeling of well-being. Even if this moment may be challenging in some ways, it's still, we can still have a positive relationship to it if we're really here. So just notice now and at different times, where am I? Am I lost in planning, remembering, having imaginary conversations? Or am I really here? And if we are somewhere else, just to choose to bring the attention back, just to be here, to bring the attention to the sense experience. Just this moment. It doesn't mean we can't be aware of thought. We can be thinking and be present. It's a different kind of thinking than when we're just lost in thought. So we're thinking when we direct our attention back to the breath. There's thought involved in that. But that's a very present moment experience, rather than kind of ruminating on what happened earlier today. So just seeing the difference between those two modes. How does it feel when you're in that default mode? And how does it feel to be present, to be here, to be aware of your experience, to come to your senses? peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome, this moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome.